It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the studios of Freedoms and S, freedomsphoenix.com. Today, you know, there's a lot of news going on about Afghanistan, and I already see where this is going. You know, it's going to be, oh, we have all kinds of goodies in Afghanistan, didn't we tell you? What was it Fife was saying? You know, they're going, oh, we're going to, or was, now the boys, you know, they come up and they say it's going to be a moneymaker. It's going to be a good time. We're going to make all kinds of cash. We need to go over to the Middle East so we can get rich, and it's going to pay for the invasion. It's going to pay for the occupation. It's going to pay for the empire. It's going to pay for our, you know, putting our jackboot heel on their throat and grinding them into submission. Really? So I this is a good thing. So I'm all right. You know, I want to talk to someone that's been over there. I want to talk to someone that's, you know, that's advocating for peace. Somebody that is, you know, has been around, sees what's up, and can give us some perspective. Joshua Brolier has been over in Afghanistan, lived with the people, but he has a history. I mean, this is the kind of thing he's trying to advocate for peace, you know, for, you know, brotherhood and whatever hood that we can do that would be less than putting caps in somebody. You know, we have to have some type of a standard that we can export to give American culture, America, human beings the idea that there are people out there that act out of love and not hate, out of generosity and out of compassion instead of greed and animosity and hate. And, you know, it's just, can we give peace a chance? What the heck? Voices for Creative Nonviolence, Joshua Brolier. I got you there, Joshua.
I'm here.
You know, Joshua, let me just give you a little quick bio here. 27, co-coordinator with Voices for Creative Nonviolence out of Chicago. He's gone to Afghanistan. He's gone to protest the embargo on Gaza and Egypt. He's been all over the world advocating for, what is it your theme, Joshua?
Well, you know, over the past several, you know, our organization started off with challenging the economic sanctions in Iraq, but over the past few years, we've been basically working on a broad theme of challenging to provide alternatives to U.S. militarism. So just looking at what other strategies can be employed than these military strategies that which we've been just kind of grinding down the same path for years now. So as an organization, you know, we live together in community, we work together, we share resources, we try to live simply, but we're basically looking for how can we build a society that's not based on war, it's not based on a war economy, that's based on ideas of, you know, fair trade and community, so.
Well, fair trade, define that. You know, define fair. I mean, you know, everybody throws around, you know, fair and freedom and liberty and justice and all these other things. And then I need to get that defined first for we're, you know, advocating whatever it is that you're doing. So let's go ahead and think about that. When we come back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, we'll have it Joshua Brolier. Brolier. Am I saying that right?
Brolier,
okay. Joshua Brolier is going to be with us, giving us a perspective on Afghanistan, because what are you hearing in the news? Oh, they got a lot of minerals for us to go get.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome to AZ Door Doctor. We are the premier Phoenix area garage door repair and installation company, licensed, bonded, and fully insured for your protection. We've been installing and repairing garage doors for over 20 years in the Phoenix Valley. With three generations of ownership and over 100,000 satisfied customers, our longevity is a testament to the quality of our work. Need help with your garage door? Give us a call, 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555. And talk to one of our technicians.
The science of the future, found in nature, is made available today through technology by StemTech Health Sciences. Recent scientific developments show that your own stem cells form the natural renewal system of your body. Stem Enhance is the first product that supports the release of stem cells from your own bone marrow. Find out more. Call 480-209-6622. That's 480-209-6622. Or go to BeAStemCellWarrior.com. BeAStemCellWarrior.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive if love is found. So ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love?
Oh, it's right here on the clear declare your independence to me, Ernest Hancock, and Joshua Bouye. You know, Joshua, I wanna advocate for what you're doing, but I wanna make sure it's very clear what you're doing. Are we sharing the love? I mean, what is it that you're doing when you go and you visit these other cultures and just advocating for what?
Well, you know, on this most recent trip to Pakistan and Afghanistan, we spent about 30 days total, most of that time in Pakistan, actually, but about 6 days in Afghanistan. And, you know, really when we're there, our goal on this specific delegation has been to really put a human face on the conflicts in both places. You know, in the United States, we're very detached from war, you know, and in Pakistan, we're using drones that don't even have human pilots. You know, we're not seeing the results, the consequences of war. You know, in Afghanistan, we've just passed, you know, this has become the longest war the United States has been engaged in. And yet the public here is very far from that reality. And I think that might even be something that even resonates with, U.S. soldiers when they come back and try to reintegrate to a society that's lost in consumerism, that's lost in entertainment, that has no idea of the reality that people are facing overseas. So our major goal has been to try to put a human face on the conflict and to keep raising these questions about the illegality of the war in Afghanistan, and the immorality and how that's playing out for the common people, and also the implications for how the war spilled over into Pakistan. So we're really just trying to convey the stories of what life is like for people on the ground in the area.
Well, how is life for people on the ground in the area?
Well, you know, if you talk about Afghanistan, like I said, we were only there for, you know, 6 days, so I can't give you a shot of what it looks like for everyone. But, you know, we spent our time, a lot of the time we spent with people at the emergency Italian hospital, and we spoke with victims, you know, civilian victims of war, and there's a lot of people suffering there from, you know, both bullet wounds, landmines, aerial assaults, you know, and just when you're face to face with the casualties of war, you know, all the supposed justifications just kind of melt when you're talking to a young man. For instance, we talked with a guy who was about 17 or so, maybe 18, who had been a driver for U.S. convoys for about 3 years. He's a young Afghan man, you know, found a way to make some money, become a driver. He was part of a convoy that ended up being hit by an IED, and he basically, his leg was shattered, and he's in the hospital with a brace on his leg and is receiving treatment for his leg. But here's a guy who spent 3 years of his life, you know, trying to work with the NATO forces, and he received absolutely no compensation for his, you know, for his time. You know, basically, as soon as he was hit by this IED, he was just turned loose and said, you know, find some medical care if you can. So this is what life looks like even for those who are attempting to work with the coalition forces. You know,
well, tell me this. This is what I'm interested in. I'm interested in how there is a perception of the people there that there is even a border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Do they, the local tribes there and so on, do they even perceive that there's some imaginary line that is enforced somehow, or is the region just families and they do whatever they want, and it's only in the perception of Western ideology that we have a line in the sand out in the desert? I mean, how does that, and then you have the people in Pakistan, and the theater of operation for the United States is, you know, heck, we go into Pakistan as much as we do Afghanistan, and what is the Pakistani government doing? I mean, I need to understand what is happening there, because this could easily expand into a much larger regional Third World War. We had Gerald Celente on Lou Rockwell. I'll be playing some of this later, that he's going, man, we're going into the Third World War. Here it comes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's certainly, I mean, as you're kind of describing, there's this colonial legacy of, you know, a line being drawn in the middle of a large ethnic group. You have the Pashtuns. In fact, I mean, it's quite a complicated region. There's so many different ethnicities and such, but on the border.
I have time. Go.
But on the border, you do have largely, the Pashtun culture that's on both sides of the border. And, but I mean, I did get the feeling that, there's a lot of familial, connections. There's a lot of commonality between the culture. But I think there's also a very real split that's felt because of the impact of, you know, 30 years of war, and then this most recent war, there's definitely an impact that is felt, and there's a lot of people in, for instance, there's a lot of people in Pakistan that say, well, all the Taliban must be foreigners. They can't be from Pakistan. They must be from Afghanistan, Tajikistan. They must be from Iran, you know, India and Israel even. You know, this must be who's funding the Taliban. They can't possibly be from Pakistan. And then you have people in Afghanistan who are saying, well, of course the Taliban is funded by the ISI in Pakistan. Of course they're funded by outsiders. They're not from Afghanistan. So you do have people in both countries that very strongly are suspicious of each other, even though they're from the same ethnic group. So though it may be an artificial designation, that line, it's come to play out in a very real way. But there is a very fluid crossing back and forth between the border, and it's been, there's many mountain passes, and people know that area much better than, say, you know, coalition forces or... It's even like in Pakistan, you have the frontier constabulary, is what is called the basically the militia that works in conjunction with the Pakistani military. You know, they're not able to control all these mountain passes, nor do they want to, because you know they're basically from the same area, and this is their families that they're policing and such. So there is a fluidity of movement back and forth across those lines.
Okay, sure. Let me make a statement here, and I'll get your comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
I am of the opinion that if all the coalition forces, all the money, all the State Department sending foreign aid to rich people in poor countries from poor people in rich countries, and you have all this aid goes to the top boys in Pakistan, and of course the first people that get it is them, their armies, their whatever, and the people get screwed. You
sure.
Have the same kind of thing happen in Afghanistan. You have these different dissident groups that, you know, whatever, what do you call them, insurgents, that, you know, whatever you label you want to put on them. I get the impression that there are certain groups, whether they're supposed to be enemies or not, that are funded, supported, allowed to exist or whatever, as some geopolitical game moving around playing thing that we have no idea what's really going on. And I'm just wondering, do you get the perception if we were to just leave, would it cure a lot of this, or is there something else fundamentally underneath that is greater than our occupation, our influence in the region? I mean, what is your perception?
No, I think it's awfully arrogant the way the United States assumes that there's some sort of higher value or some sort of higher ideal that we're in these regions for, especially when you look at the reality of our history of involvement in the areas. And to say that we're there for, you know, to provide security, or we're there for some altruistic reason. I mean, even if you look at the documents that come out of both this administration and the past administration, you know, our strategic interest, our interest at curbing the influence of China, our interest in having a military base near Iran, or, you know, all these kind of geopolitical calculations seem to play into what we're doing much more than, you know, any kind of altruism, and whether there was an altruism or not, or, you know, on the behalf of specific soldiers or whatever, it's really arrogant to assume that we would be this force that's bringing light to this area. I mean, I'm of the same mind that you, that we need to acknowledge that, and that we need to pull out. I mean, like you were saying, a lot of the aid money that's being given, it's not making it to the people anyways. I mean, it's being siphoned off at the top, and then, you know, the projects, you know, the United States most often in Afghanistan and Pakistan, if we give money through USAID or, you know, one of these organizations and the IMF, you know, all the major projects go to Western corporations that have, you know, offices in New York, and paying $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 salaries to people who, you know, don't know the culture, they don't know how to work within this framework. So I'm of the same mind. I also hesitate to say that pay no attention to what's going on, because I think there's also a sense of responsibility when you have done a wrong to in some way right it, but I don't think that comes through the United States solving all the problems in the area.
Yeah, when we come back, the name I was trying to remember was Paul Wolfowitz. He's talking about, you know, we go over there, we're going to make money. And
sure.
Now they're talking about, as we get all this pressure on what's going on there, they're going, yeah, there's mineral wealth. We'll talk about that when we come back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
And what used to be the American way, I vote that. You know, and I just want to know the truth. And we have Joshua Broyer on, and I'm telling you, Joshua, it's a unique perspective that we can get from you in light of the stories that are going on now. I want to read just a little bit of this one.
Sure.
We're talking about trying to change the American perception of the wars in the Middle East and Iraq and Afghanistan and Lord knows where else it's going to expand. They're already droning Yemen and Pakistan and so on. And this is in the Obama administration. We'll get to that in a little bit. But the main thing is that the New York Times has come out and the newspaper record, man. We're gonna get this on the record. Oh, what better way to remind the people of the country's potential bright future? And you know, like we got the Chinese and the Russians and the Pakistanis and everybody. You know, ooh, we got all kinds of exposed yummy minerals and stuff over there in Afghanistan. We don't want you to forget about that. You know, and the way the story has been presented, with on the record quotations from the commander in chief of CENTCOM, General Petraeus, no less, and the weird promotion of a deputy assistant secretary of defense to undersecretary of defense, Paul Brinkley, suggest a broad and deliberate information operation designed to influence public opinion on the course of the war. Sure. And I can see this coming, and you go to antiwar.com, you know, and they're doing good coverage on this thing. So there's several things here that I want to make a point of and get your response.
Okay.
We are looking at a war that has gone on long, long, long time, longer than Vietnam. This is going to have the potential, if not the desire of some people, to have a third world war. That we get more, you know, get everybody all involved in this thing. In fact, we just had Paul Joy, I think his name is, on the show last week. He did a radio interview with Wilkerson that was the assistant of Colin Powell. And he was saying that Cheney and Rumsfeld wanted a new Cold War with China. They just, this military industrial, give us an excuse and we can, you know, how many more, you know, whiz bangs can we spend? And I'm not even sure it's for the planes and that. It's just an excuse to siphon off the Lord knows, Moon Base Alpha on the dark side of the moon for all we know. I mean, we're just talking oodles and gobs of money. I have no idea what they're doing with all this stuff. And, one day we'll find out. But the thing is that I'm going, all right. So we have this involvement there. Just to have, these wars are not meant to be won. They're meant to be fought and fought and fought. So I'm looking at I feel that I'm being manipulated, and then the pendulum's going to swing the other way. And this is where you come in. When you say things like, we broke it, we have a responsibility to fix it. Even Powell said that. You break it, you got to fix it. Okay? So we have broke it. I mean, it is broke, 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 broke. You can spend as much money as we spent in tearing it down. Heck, it's a lot cheaper to blow something up than it is to build it, okay? So I have to ask you, my grandchildren, that they didn't do it. It's not their debt. They did not. The government is going to put a 45 to their forehead and say, youngin', you owe money, so we can go spend over there to rebuild what your grandparents broke. And I'm at what point are we just better off, and they're better off, of us just turning around and leaving and let the American people voluntarily do exactly what you're doing, go over, rebuild, and have voluntary alliances with them or not. They may not even want us over there. You know, mm-hmm. We keep your golden arches, okay?
Sure.
So I want to get this, you know, this idea, because I can understand groups like yours, as you go in and you build lasting relationships, personal relationships with these people, you know in your name that we've destroyed their lives, you want them to be made whole. What obligation does my granddaughter have?
Yeah, well, let me just say in response that by saying that, you know, we have some sort of responsibility or...
We who?
Well, let me just expand my thought. It's just to say that I'm not in any way advocating like a continuance of this war profiteering, which is not only done by people like, you know, Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman and all these organizations that people like Cheney and Wolfowitz are, you know, in bed with, but it's also done by the aid organizations, is also done, you know, by people like USAID, like I was saying. And that was one of the major impressions we had when we were both in Pakistan and Afghanistan, is people are saying, you know, oh, you're talking about all this generosity, blah, 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 blah. We're not seeing any money. So my thought is in to no way advocate that. And in fact, you know, our organization, we're actually war tax resistors. So we've seen what our nation has been doing for so long, and we've seen the way that, you know, the money has been squandered on militarism and a number of other things. Our idea is to withdraw consent from this sort of system and to live alternative lives that we believe in and to build the kind of communities that we see fit. So like you're saying, I mean, I'm not totally opposed to the idea of giving to a government, but I'm not going to give money to a government so it can go murder and kill thieve, basically. So, but I mean, our idea is that, you know, if people want to be involved in these struggles, that they should do it directly through building relationships, just like you described, and that if you see a project or you see something you want to do in solidarity with the people of Afghanistan or Pakistan, or there are people working...
Push the button on us. I want you to, you know, hold your thought there.
Okay.
They're going to push the button because I want to expand on this. This is where I want to go. You know, we're having the right conversation so we can learn something, because the future's coming. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
During this time in your life, you may be thinking about your future and your retirement dreams. Purchasing a fixed annuity may help to make your future years more financially secure, and we at Great American Financial Resources Incorporated understand how important long-term security is to your retirement. Contact Tim Gustafson at Great American Senior Benefits. Call 1-877-700-2410. A licensed agent will contact you. That's 1-877-700-2410.
Welcome to AZ Door Doctor. We are the premier Phoenix area garage door repair and installation company. Licensed, bonded, and fully insured for your protection. We've been installing and repairing garage doors for over 20 years in the Phoenix Valley. With three generations of ownership and over 100,000 satisfied customers, our longevity is a testament to the quality of our work. Need help with your garage door? Give us a call, 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555. And talk to one of our technicians.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Out the wall! Now, good God, hear me sing. Don't put it off another day. Everybody sing. Stop the war. Now. Don't put it off another day.
Not another day. It's just stop the war. You know, it's just... complex? I don't think so. Well, there's. I tell you what's going to happen. There is. I can see it coming. It's happened before and before. We certainly did it with oil wealth. Now they're coming out and they're saying that there was a geological survey done by the United States Geological Service that published this back in 07 about the non-oil mineral resources, and they put it out on the internet, made a big deal out of it, and the British Geological Survey did the same thing, and a lot of their work is based on the explorations and surveys undertaken by the Soviet Union during the occupation of Afghanistan in the 80s. And what happens is they're going, you know, look, we can justify this by all the goodies that we're going to get. And we who? And the people living there, you know, do they even get to have a say? No, they're too stupid. You know, they don't know what's good for them. You know, they just want to raise their families and herd their goats and whatever. No. You're sitting on a bunch of gold, a bunch of lithium, a bunch of whatever, and we're going to go and take it. And we'll give you a good cut. You have a better standard of living. We'll make sure you get, you know, corn syrup, Coca-Cola, okay? So I'm going, these people, it's like we are so imperialistic in our ideology and what we're going to be doing and creating this empire, that it's exactly what the Soviets and the communists in China and everything accused us of being. We are laying it out in blueprint form of exactly what the criticisms have been of us, and they act like they don't even care. We're like, yeah, and your point? We are an empire. They think this way, and bad people with this kind of mentality of we can socially and economically engineer the world, including us here, that is okay because they've been getting away with it for a long time, but the internet has changed it to where people understand how this affects people on the ground. Then we have Joshua going there and saying, look, let's put a face on how this affects people that actually live on the land. It was theirs for generations and generations. They fought. Empires go to Afghanistan to die. And we got another one that's, you know, on the deathbed coughing up blood. And we're going, and then we're going to fix it with my granddaughter's money. You can see my point. I'm like, I can understand an obligation as moral individuals. You know, Sally Struthers gets on and look at this starving Afghani kid, you know, and we can go do something that way. But I have absolutely no desire whatsoever in my name to have a government that will take money and send it to who? To do what? Like, I trust them anyway. So I need your, what's your solution to this? I mean, I can't see anything better than just leaving.
You know, I don't know that I have like an ultimate solution worked out, but as I was kind of pointing towards before, I think that we need to withdraw our consent from this system of war making, and that we need to you know, so long as we're giving our taxes, so long as we're, you know, promising that we're going to pay this debt, even as you're saying, so long as we're going along with the system, you know, the war makers, both Democrat and Republican, could really care less. They could even care less if we demonstrate. So, I mean, I'm in favor of, as, you know, people living in America, we need to withdraw our consent. We need to stop paying our taxes. We need to protest. We need to be out in the streets. We need to be engaged in civil disobedience, and we need to really build a movement and a resistance. But on top of that, we need to build positive communities as well that mirror and reflect the kind of values we want to see. And I think if that is to expand over into our relations with people in other countries, that it needs to be based on getting rid of this idea of American exceptionalism, that we're this sacred and divine nation, and that we need to look at everyone as equals, and that we can interact with people on the basis of both their interest and our interest, and not just assume that we can, you know, plunder resources of a land. I mean, if you look at this newest thing in Afghanistan with this announcement, it's a very interesting time that they've went ahead and announced this. You know, there is support for the war has been lagging. People have really, you know, they're starting to question Obama. Those who had all their faith and their hope in Obama initially are starting to say, oh, wait, you know, this really looks like the same kind of thing. And then here comes along this announcement. And, you know, I've read in the New York Times article that brought this out, that, you know, that the Pentagon is the one who's setting up the deals with the Afghan government for mineral development. So, I mean, why in the world are you going to have the Pentagon, you know, be involved in the mineral development? I mean, you already have these provincial reconstruction teams, which are military reconstruction teams that are blurring the lines of civilian and humanitarian work, and they're frequently and constantly attacked by people in Afghanistan. And then you're going to have the Pentagon get involved you know, developing these, you know, $1 trillion worth of mineral resources, it really seems like a ridiculous strategy.
Not to them. Not to them. I mean, you know, we're a military industrial New World Order empire of, and who better than to, you know, do the deal? You know, before you get, you know, we had, what was it, John Perkins on years ago when he did Confessions of an Economic Hitman. You know, this is how America works. You know, you go in, you say, you know, your signature, your brain's on the paper. You know, well, Mr. Karzai, you know, why you think he was there? He was there to sign the deal to turn everything over anyway. So if you don't, that's why libertarians are like, hey, man, we're going, look, you know, get the Exxon Valdez, get its own 16-inch guns. Have Texaco have its own damn submarines to guard its fleets and so on. Why am I spending $130-something a barrel of oil above what it costs to go get, quote, cheap oil? You know, I'm going, you know, stop. Stop the subsidies. Stop the spending. Stop doing it in my name. Just stop. And as progressive and socialist, I'm a talk show host for years. I was on the Air America affiliate here as their token libertarian. So I understand the left. I get the art, but we have the same goal. We just want to be, there are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. And I do not want to replace a military desire to be, an oligarchy with a gun, okay, out there in my name spending this money and debting me more. And if they can't get the money, you'll say, you know, let's stop. Paying. I'm hip to that, man. I just, you know what? Now, we're just going to go agorist. All right? We're just going to be off grid. I'm going to Pork Fest at the end of this month, which is a Free State Project libertarian camping, you know, Burning Man for Liberty Lovers kind of thing. Okay?
All right.
In New Hampshire on the border of Canada. They do it every year. It's a big woo-hoo. And these average age of 20-something. And these kids, they are young adults that understand exactly what you're saying. They are withdrawing their consent. They're withdrawing their participation. They start trading in silver and gold. They start doing their barter and so on and stop feeding the beast. So I'm going, cool. Then what? What does the beast do? The beast just keeps printing the money anyway. They just do it, and then the value of the dollar plummets. It goes, you know, gold will be, you know, gazillion. We'll go, oh, I remember back when it used to be four digits. I mean, you know, this is going to be an enormous crack-up boom of our economy. It's just going to go to nothing. And the people that are going to survive are the ones that get back to the basics of just living without aggressing against other people. But the bad guys will continue to print the money as long as they can, and in my name, and in the name of my grandchildren, my children, they're going to say, oh, and by the way, you owe it back. To who? To the banks? I mean, to the military industrial, to the government? And then they got the IRS strongman coming out? I mean, this is a much larger fundamental issue. And the problem I have with the left, and you can't get them to see it, okay, is that they're arguing for exactly the same thing as the neocon right. It's just what they want to spend the money on. And I'm going, stop stealing my money. Period. Get away from all these engagements around the world. Stop having these entangled alliances. Stop working, you know, with the banks doing whatever and messing with people and socially and economically engineering. Just stop. And I can't get that out of progressives. They go, no. We're just doing it wrong. We need to do it this way with your money. And I'm going, yeah, can I even get anybody to give me an amen and stop taking my money? That's what enables all this stuff.
Well, and you know, the all the money for, you know, since 2001 and the war on terror, you know, I mean, most all of it's been borrowed from China, so it's not even money that people are paying in. You know, I mean, as a society, we're paying, you know, more than 50% of our income tax towards the military, you know, this year with a budget coming through for $560-something billion for the baseline plus whatever supplementals will likely be passed. You know, we're spending just this enormous amount on military spending, and yeah, I mean, and we're entangled like with this thing with China now. I mean, you know, we're in this cold war with them, but we can't say it because they hold all of our debt, you know, so we're doing every little thing we can here and there to poke at them to get, you know, all these advantages we can. And how does that play out for the common people who have to live with the, you know, for the people in this country as well who are, you know, suffering, and there's quite a bit of poverty in this country. But
yeah,
then for...
I, you know, let's focus here, man. You know, here. Take it all here. I go, just stop. Go defend the borders and, you know, put the aircraft carrier groups around the coastline, have them go clean up oil, whatever, you know, here. Okay? Here. I don't want people in Montana taking my tax money. I sure as heck don't want it in the Middle East taking it. You know, so this is, and China, what are they teaching us? The communist China is going, you know what? It's a lot cheaper just to go buy the resources in Africa. It's just cheaper to go buy it.
Sure.
And I'm going, what the heck? Well, let's get a perspective. We got a caller on the line. Kevin in Australia. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah. Hi, gentlemen. I guess it's afternoon for you.
Yeah, what can we do for you, Kevin? Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I'm listening to the points that you're making, and you're hitting the nail right on the head. Now, the thing that I would add to it, for every every million or trillion dollars that that the U.S. goes and steals over there in Iran or Iraq or wherever, it just seems to me that the million or trillion you steal, you end up losing it in your backyard. So God seems to even up the seesaw. As you go and take, something bad seems to happen in your backyard, so you don't get away with it.
You know, this is the point that I want to make on this issue. You know, Butler Schaefer, he's a constitutional law professor, and he writes for Lou Rockwell a lot, and he made a good point. He goes, you say, you know, crime doesn't pay. And he goes, the heck it doesn't. That's why you think these guys keep doing it. He's going, yeah, maybe as a country we go in debt. Maybe we're paying $100 and whatever a barrel over the cost of the oil in subsidized, you know, military or whatever else that we're doing. And it's definitely a money loser for us as a country. But there are certain individuals that are making bank. I mean, they're doing just fine. So, you know, let's go ahead and thanks for the call, Kevin. I appreciate it, man. You know, you're staying up so late in Australia, man. You must really got a night job, do you? The one thing that I want to do is, Joshua, I want you to address that. Who do you think it is that's really making the money on all the contracts and so on over there?
Well, I mean, I think what you're saying is true, though the economy in the United States is tanking, and that it's going to be overall like ultimately detrimental for the majority of the public. And you know, we're all interconnected, and you know what happens here has echo effects and stuff elsewhere. You know, it's going to be detrimental for a lot of people, but there are certain individuals and companies that are making a lot of money. I mean, if you look at the Lockheed Martins of the world and the, you know, Northrop Grumman and Boeing and, you know, all these people that are, they're making a kill directly off of weapons. And then, you know, you also have the NGOs and the people that are affiliated with, you know, the IMF and the World Bank and all these construction companies. And, I mean, we've seen it again and again of the Halliburtons and all these people that are walking away with the money in their pocket. I mean, it's pretty obvious who's making the money off of it.
Well, let me ask you this. You have these different organizations. You know, the International Monetary Fund. You got the United Nations, blah, blah, blah. You got NATO. You got the World Health Organization. You have World Bank. You got all these different the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, are they what? They're funded in some way? They're non-government? Or has they got government contracts? How does that work?
You know, I haven't extensively, you know, been in the NGO world, but I think that the idea is that they're not tied with government, so I would imagine that they can probably receive government money through some sort of loophole, but, you know, I think a lot of them are funded by...
So you have all of these influences in the area, and certainly monetary, you know, these IMF, UN, all these guys. You go up to high enough, whether it's from the left or the right, you go high enough up on the pyramid, same guys in charge. Do you get an impression that there's an overall strategy from someone up top going, yeah, we're just moving the chess pieces around?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't boil it down to some, you know, ultimate conspiracy or something like that. I think that there's just many powerful players who all have an interest, and I think, you know, similar to the
that
theory
is a conspiracy.
Well, it is, but I mean, it's not one particular group, is what I'm saying.
The thing is, they go on and on about the, you know, the Bilderberger this and the trilateral
that.
And the council on, and I'm going, yeah, and you take them away, and I guarantee that their shoes get filled within half a day. Okay, it's just the way the machine. You're going to create a machine. There's going to be somebody who wants to get at the controls of the machine, and I'm for doing away with the machines. You know, that's my whole point, is that this entire thing is a create a mechanism by which they can steal from people and redistribute to others. Now, whether it's neocons doing it for big corporations, got all kinds of limited liability on whatever, and then, oh, I'm sorry, we're losing money, well, let's bail them out, you know, from the people. Then you got the other side going, well, you know, we'll steal from the people too, but we're going to do it for whatever noble cause there is. And then the other side says, oh, no, 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 the conservative, you know, the noble cause is creating an infrastructure while people that can work and so on in the mines and everything that we created and took their land to do. You know, aren't we, you know, heck of wonderful individuals? Then the other side goes, no, 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 no. To do that, you destroyed their livelihood. We need to get back to an agrarian, whatever. We're going to use my grandkids' money to do. You see my point? It's just it's the same argument, and it all comes down to one thing. The justification to steal my money and the future of my children. Stop! Just stop! Just stop! That's all I want is just stop. Let people take care of themselves and the voluntary exchange. They got a lot of mineral wealth? Well, fine. You knock on their door. Hello, man. I want some of this. Some. We'll put an oil derrick in your backyard, and you don't have to worry about anything anymore, and you can grease it there once a day. I mean, I'm just stop. Well, when we come back, Joshua, I'll let you have the last say here, because I want to make sure, you know, here is a gentleman that has gone out in the field. Josh Breuer. Breuer is out there meeting with people, getting a perspective on the damage that is done to human beings in our name. And I want it to stop. I bet he does too. And we're going to find out what he thinks is the best way to do it when we come back. We'll be right back.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Hey! One man, one door.
Yeah, what's that mission here in Declare Your Independence? With me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA, beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. How about truth, justice, what used to be the American way? And you know what that used to be? Truth and justice, I think. You know, it gets me going. We have a friend that he's probably about 23. He's a nurse's assistant, and he went and spent a week in Haiti. And we'll have him on probably later this week. And you go and you spend time with people face to face. All the government borders stuff, race, color, gender, sexual orientation, all that stuff just, you know, goes away after you have a one-on-one relationship with people and you find out they want the same thing that you do. You know, there's a new film coming out. I saw it was it's called A Year in the Life or something. It was about the first year of a baby's life in San Francisco and Kenya and India and Mongolia. And, you know, and I'm really looking forward to watching that. That's going to be a very unique perspective on how similar we are. We just want our children to be happy and well fed and clothed and sheltered. I mean, this isn't that hard. And to go over and say, no, you need gold plated faucets. You know, and this is how our oil gets underneath your sand. You know, you start making deals like this in the name of other people. Well, it's getting so bad that right now the State Department wants its own combat force in Iraq. Now the U.S. State Department is looking to get into the war-fighting business in its own right, saying it needs to own its own combat force to meet the extreme security challenges in Iraq. You know how you meet the extreme security challenges in Iraq? You leave Iraq. That's how you meet it. You know, so I'm going, it's killing me. So, Joshua, you gotta, you know, as you're out there advocating for something, what's the most effective thing to advocate for? I mean, I just say leave. What are you saying?
Oh yeah, I do think that the United States forces should leave both Iraq, Afghanistan, and stop the drone strikes into Pakistan, stop the covert operations into Pakistan, and I want to go back to your first point there, just briefly, of people wanting and needing the same things across borders, and just to say that. Despite the fact that there's huge anti-American government sentiment in Pakistan and Afghanistan, we were welcomed with the most overwhelming hospitality into people's houses, you know, cab drivers taking us into their homes to sit with their family, offering us tea, just an overwhelming amount of hospitality and love and the need and the desire to communicate, look, we are not terrorists, we just want to live our lives, and I mean, it's completely humbling when people in these nations would have every reason to you know, knife us on the street, basically, for the kind of involvement that our country has had in theirs. And, you know, I want to do a good job of conveying that message that, you know, we have waged a war against the people who have done us no harm, and we're continuing to wage those wars, and that needs to stop.
I'm with you, brother. You know, Joshua, thank you for coming on the show. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Thanks for bringing a human face to this. And is there some message they had to you, just that we're not terrorists, stop bombing us? I mean, you know, I mean, what is it that they want us to know that you don't think we know?
I mean, you know, sure, like, that was a common message all the way from kids up to guys who were, you know, 65 years old, driving a cab trying to make ends meet. But I would like to share actually one quick statement from a couple guys from North Waziristan, which is one of the areas in Pakistan that's being attacked.
Okay, you only got about a minute, so go real quick.
Yeah, he basically said our life is like a football match, and that all these other nations are the players, and that we are the ball, and we're just being kicked around. Stop kicking us around.
I'm for stop kicking me around. You know, stop. You just stop. I mean, you know, as much as I don't want them socially and economically engineered, I don't want to be either. You know, they don't want an M16 on the corner. I don't want an M16 on the corner. I mean, you know, I'm just, unless I'm holding it, okay? So, hey, thanks for coming on. It's been a great show. With recent